Quora to deal with them. And we are still struggling towards that. But there is one thing that I may request, that we then be given an opportunity to receive. On Honorable Grayling's proposal, NCOP, of course not just NCOP, joined the Constitutional Committee, and Honorable Mashile is here. We rather not when we postpone his presentation. We allow him to talk to it, and when we correct in the next meeting, know what their views are in the matter. So if we agreed, I want to invite him to speak to us on the proposal beforehand. Honorable Mashile, you are welcome, and thanks for coming. You can see that this committee is sitting very early in the morning. Health members are struggling and caught up in between for traffic, but thanks for making it. Can you then be given an opportunity to talk to us?
Thanks, Chairperson. Of course, meeting at Agent Law will always pose a little bit of a challenge, especially to those members that are using what we call the public transport of the buses. It will always be a challenge because they will never arrive here before quarter past 8 in general. So it may be one of the problems. But, Chair, the Committee on Members' Interests and Ethics, largely it is established to deal with issues related to members of Parliament only. And its mandate does not cover institutions and political parties per se. It only covers areas that where the institutions or whatever political party influence or affect a member of parliament. It's then that we get in through the involvement of a member of parliament. Therefore, the legislative proposal that we are seeing here, it is mainly about the political parties, and as I've read the memorandum, it doesn't really go to individuals. When it goes to individuals, it goes to private donors funding the political party. And therefore, I want really to say that this particular legislative proposal falls outside our mandate. But what I can tell the committee is that as a committee, we are busy trying to make a major review on the legislation establishing the members' interests. And we are actually looking at the expansion of the code of members to include any other things that would affect, whether directly or indirectly, to members of parliament. And that is the process that we are still engaging on. And when that process starts unfolding after the responses of the presiding officer, if it affects your committee, you will be informed accordingly. But for today's legislative proposal, this falls outside our mandate, and hence there won't be any direct input in this relation. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Honorable Mashile. Is there any clarity seeking question, members, from what you have said? In the light of that, thank you, and you may be free to do whatever you want.
Thank you very much, even for the truth story.
Thank you. it looks like we would then be compensated would be compelled to push their program, you know, days accordingly, so that come next week Wednesday, we then force that these proceedings that were supposed to be happened today are finalized. I regret to say so, because we are severely sitting under, you know, serious backlogs. We have got more than five more, you know, that we still have to finalize them. I think next week we should strive our utmost important to make sure that we finalize this matter. Possibly we may want to add to one or two, so that we reduce the backlog that I'm referring to. In those few ways, Honorable Professor.
Chairman, can I just try and get some clarity here, whether we all understand the same understanding of the process from now onwards forward with considering proposals? My understanding was that we decided previously that from now onwards, in other words, from Honorable Freire's proposal further, we will apply the new guidelines which we adopted. Those six points. We will look at whether it's against the Constitution, whether it goes beyond the legislative competence of the Assembly, whether it duplicates existing legislation, whether it preempts other legislation which the Executive wants to bring, whether it will result in a moneyball or frivolous administration. Now, if I look at it just on the surface of it as it stands there, it would appear to me that there's only one item that we want to really take further. That possibly is the one whether the Executive wants to bring civil administration. Number D.
He is a
money ball.
D.
So, to save time, and we don't have a quorum, so we can't take a formal decision. I think what possibly will have to happen is that we will have to write formally to the Executive, to the Presidency possibly, and ask them whether they are considering bringing similar legislation in the near future. If the answer is yes, then certainly we have, this proposal will have problems going further. If the answer is no, then we kick that one off as not applicable. That's the way I see the process further. Maybe we can talk about that with less.
I think when we take decisions, we will be considering exactly what you are saying. It might be from different perspectives, but that's the area that we'll be looking into. We'll be using this tool as the guidance for us to arrive at determination. Okay? And thank you very much. You are welcome. I think maybe without much ado, let's immediately start with the one of Honorable Pretoria. Of course, again emphasizing the point that we are co-opting Honorable Grayling to make us to correct. Honorable members, last week we postponed this particular proposal on the basis of a letter that was in the pipeline, where, you know, still in the post. It was dispatched from the author, but not yet received by the committee itself. So sitting where we are, we have got the letter now, which the letter is advising that I'm sure you have got all of the letters for yourself. So therefore, we have got no any other reason that is disturbing us. Okay, thank you. So can we then go into the matter straight away? How do we take a decision on the matter of land and agricultural bank legislative proposals to amend the section that gave power to the minister in exclusion of parliament? You are welcome to make an input towards determination.
Chair, my input would really be that we should, as I said last time, read the last rights now and get this off the table. The evidence is very clear from the department that they won't support a proposal like this. But also, it's clear that the standing committee, the joint committees on agriculture and finance, that support it. That's an about turn from the previous views, but be it as it may, so there's clear evidence that this proposal has no chance of going any further. So my proposal would be that we put it to the vote and that we get it off the table.
We put it on.
You put the proposal that the proposal has no
I thought you will propose that in the light of the presentation from the department and the portfolio committee. I'm proposing this because you are a member of the committee.
That is what you should propose. You should propose that in the light of those things, you propose that the proposal do not go any further. That would be the question before the committee.
Any seconder to the proposal that the proposal be not allowed to continue? Honourable Van Veen.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would second the proposal that we don't go ahead with it, but I think it's also important that we take note of the fact that it's not necessarily around it. What has been said there is that other pieces of legislation are being planned and that they are looking at the appointments of all boards. So I don't think one must create the perception that it's no, they are no interest in this matter or around it, but I would second the proposal.
Is there any dissenting view from the line that we are moving towards? None. Honourable Pastore.
The proposal comes from the chair. I will, if the majority of the meeting feels that the proposal should not carry on, that's fine. I just record my objection to that.
I'm sure Honourable Pastore, I'm afraid you are confused.
Very much.
Because you were the first to speak and Honourable Van Veen was seconding you to say in the light of this there's no need for us to continue. Now when we said any dissenting, you become a dissenter again. Can you clarify yourself then?
My view is that the proposal should proceed. And the majority view is that the proposal should not proceed. So no,
there's no majority view. You proposed in this meeting. Before we can test that any majority, you propose that looking at this scenario, I don't see it taking us anywhere. Let's not continue. And she then stood to support you. That then in turn you see, honourable members, when we are doing things without honesty, sometimes it becomes difficult for other people to facilitate meetings. Because I said any proposal you propose, I'm not sure whether then you are saying you are withdrawing the proposal so that we start afresh. Honourable Khrele.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite a confusing thing, and I know I've just been co-opted onto this committee now. No, I mean, my understanding was that the proposal was that this be put to a vote so that it could then be finally dealt with. That was my understanding of what the proposal was. But, I mean, if you have a different understanding, I'm sure it could be clarified.
But procedurally, the fact that Honourable Pretorius proposed what we are supporting, he cannot turn and vote against what he has proposed. I mean, that's procedurally incorrect. We cannot allow, you know, a scenario of that nature. Can we deal with this thing in a dignified manner? You can't propose, and when everybody is following you, then you vote against your own proposal. What is that? I've never seen this before.
Chair, may I say something? Yes. I don't understand what's going on now. I'm simply saying that the overwhelming view is that this proposal should not continue. And I accept that. The proposal before the committee should not come from me, it should come from the chair. The chair must say, this is the question before the committee. The question before the committee is whether the proposal carries on or not. All I'm saying is that when that question is put, and the majority will carry that the proposal do not go any further. My view should just be that I dissent from that. I'm voting on the other side. That's all I'm saying. There's no change of tactics, no change of views or dishonesty or honesty. That doesn't come into the question at all. So I'm rather surprised to hear that. But so maybe I expressed myself wrongly. All I'm saying is that if the majority carries the view that we should not carry further, simply I'll record my objection to that. That's what I'm asking.
But maybe because by the time you were supposed to deliberate, you quickly moved to the proposals, which I thought that's the understanding of everybody. Let me allow you that you have got the right to decide other way around. But I'm saying, in terms of procedure, you can't move, and when you are supposed to head the vote, then you descend on your own proposal. Fine, members, can we then do this? There is this proposal. I wanted to study it afresh and assume that he wasn't anywhere in the meeting. Honorable Van Veen.
Chairperson, can I then propose, please, formally, that in the light of the responses that we've received, and in light of the fact that there are moves towards re-looking at the appointments of boards broader than just the land bank, that we don't take this process any further?
Any seconder to the proposal that we don't continue? By Honorable Kumar.
Thanks, Chairperson. It's a second.
Any objection to the decision not to be given? Honorable Pretorius. You are objecting. Thank you. And yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. I'm sure we'll register the two. No. We don't regret. Because even if you were not here when we were going to present in the house, you were going to do what you wanted to do. So we don't regret. In fact, we welcome when people are, because you make us to prepare ourselves towards the presentation in the house. I'm sure we'll take it. Is there any of the remaining members who is also objecting? Only two members out of four, including myself, in five. I'm sure maybe one area is that I cannot upfront propose. I pronounce the decision of the committee. So I'm not supposed to be the person who proposed. I allow members to talk, and I pronounce the decision, which I'm so doing now, that the proposed legislation on the land and agricultural bank will not be given authority to Honorable Pretorius to continue with that proposal further. But we will, of course, register the objections of the both DA and ID in this regard. And I think this is the end of the legislative proposal that has been sitting with us. And I wanted to thank Honorable Pretorius for being patient in the course of our battling to arrive at the determination on his proposal. Good enough that he's a member, he understood the challenges that we have confronted with, but he kept on helping us to do things correctly. Thank you. We may not necessarily go into the second one. We will then take the next proposal as part of the next week proposal. I don't think is there any further deliberation on the next proposal of Honorable Krilek. We will, of course, continue taking it next week when we will be sitting again. Can we then move towards the adoption of the minutes if we have seen them? Maybe if you don't understand Krilek, you better ask me. Don't disrupt the meeting, because what you are doing is disruption. You disrupt the proceedings of the meeting. Honorable Pretorius.
No, it is an important point, which is he just mentioned the fact whether we're not sure whether we're going to carry on doing his one now. And my understanding what you said next week.
You are very right, Honorable Pretorius. We will decide on this one next week, not today. Looking at the time, because we haven't even started anything on it. This one, it was much better because last week we deliberated on it. We waited on some few technicalities to be sorted out. On the issue of minutes,
right.
Can we look at page one, if anything? Page two. Just one and two page. Any objection for adopting this as the correct reflection of our previous meeting? No one. We move up. Second, thank you very much. We are adopting this as the true reflection of what transpired last week in this meeting. Thank you once again. Let's try to improve on time, including myself, so that we don't get derailed unnecessarily. The meeting is adjourned until next week.
Oh, thank you. Okay.